Parents that fail to prepare are preparing to fail. You're preparing to fail. We've discussed what our dress code is. We've discussed what the rules are. Everybody's aware of what our chores are and what our expectations and listen, we're not going to bend on those. And I'm probably as worse as anybody, just going, we'll just bend a little bit. And we got to be careful about that, mom and dad. That their kids understand we're not. These are what they are, and we're not bending. When you have goals for our home, when you set goals for your home. Don't have aimless kids that sit around and watch TV. Get a goal in front of them. I know that's hard during COVID right now, but start something that gives them some purpose. Help them to understand this is not a place that you just sit around until you're 18 and then you can go out into the world and do as you please. No, we're going to learn how to work here. We're going to learn how to mow the yard. We're going to learn how to clean our room. We're going to learn how to clean the bathroom. We're going to learn how to start a business. That's one of the things we've done over the last. Year with our kids, try to get them to start a business and try to help them understand how money works and how business works. And my kids can testify. Is it more fun to have money in your pocket or to sit around doing nothing? They're all agreeing. It's fun to have money in your pocket, and it's even more fun when you know I worked hard to accomplish this. There is a sense of accomplishment that can be learned from that, and so we're preparing and we're planning for them that they're going to be a productive part of society one day, and that they're going to go out and do something that is going to be spectacular with their life one day to the glory of God. That's a direction. That's a goal. And if you're going to have something like that, then you're planning to fail. I want to get 5 out of 5 in our home that love the Lord and that are productive in the life. If they're not productive in life, then I'd have a difficult time saying that. Man, they sure love the Lord. They're good for nothing, but they love the Lord. No. They're going to be productive. And we're not going for, the majority of them. Our goal is that every one of them have a heart for the Lord, have a desire to serve the Lord. That means that we're going to have to ask them, hey, how's your devotions? Did you read your Bible today? And they need to know that you read your Bible today. And that you gave attention to godly things, and you gave attention to spiritual things, and they should be able to knock on the room when you're alone with the Lord and say and interrupt that time. Say, I'm sorry, I'm praying. We're talking to God in here. Those should be things that they should know about. That, man, mom talked to God today. Mom had some private time with the Lord today. And say, it's always interrupted every time I try to have private time. I want you to understand, even though it's interrupted, you're making a huge impact. A huge impact on your child by them knowing that you spent time with the Lord. And so when you give advice and when you give instruction and when you're giving some training unto them, they're having that opportunity to know that I'm talking to a parent that loves me, that loves God, and has been communicating with God. That's important. The thought behind having a purpose to our parenting It demands intentional and thoughtful involvement. Again, we said here last week or the week before that no one should have greater influence in my child's life than me. I as a parent should have and should be seeking to have the greatest influence. And so that's going to happen intentionally. It doesn't just happen organically. It doesn't. It has to happen intentionally. And many parents spend more time reacting than responding in a deliberate fashion. And we need to live to respond, not react. Not just go around putting out fires around the home, but taking charge and being being proactive in the home. That, hey, we can be lay around and be lazy and not do our chores. Or we can get our chores done and make mom happy. And mom, when the chores aren't done, remember, your kids are kids. They're kids. I'm not trying to give kids license not to do chores. So kids, don't think that's at all what Pastor's saying right now. But guess what? You once a kid as well. You as well didn't always do everything immediately when mom and dad said to. And even though you think you did, I promise you, there were probably some times when mom had to say, hey, I thought I asked you to do that. I thought I instructed you to do that. And there's probably that you had to be shown how to do things multiple times as well. You say, not as much as my kids. Well, they're related to your husband. Blame him. Amen. And you continue to react. Every parent should have a plan to guide them and principles to help guide their direction. That plan, listen, is going to be in tune with the Word of God. It's going to be based upon principles of the Word of God. That our ultimate goal, whether listen, they're a trash man or a lawyer, a pastor, a missionary, or whatever it is that God calls, they could be a comedian. I don't know. But listen to me, we're going to do it to the glory of God, and we're going to make sure that whatever we do is going to be guided by principles. They're a businessman. Well, we're going to be an ethical businessman. Well, where are they supposed to learn ethics? Right here in this house. They're supposed to learn ethics. That's teachable moments where I stop and go, okay, we're going to have ethics. And take time to let your children know what's going on in your home. Hey, listen. Dad may have messed up, and I'm going to make it right. That's ethics. That's ethics. And don't be ashamed to share that with your children. They're probably more than likely going to mess up eventually, in one way or another. And you can help teach them ethics and help to teach them to properly respond when they mess up as well in life, and they will do that. So every parent needs, we need to understand, parenting, it takes the grace of God. If you're going to raise children, we're going to take the grace of God. Children are autonomous creatures. They are. We're going to get into that in just a moment as we get into children obey. They are autonomous creatures. You cannot make them obey for the rest of their life. You can't. And they're going to make their own decisions. You need the grace of God if you're going to help to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord to help them to go on to have a heart for God. Then parents, it takes goals. Where you are going, and what our kids will become. It takes some goals. We're preparing. We're planning. We're moving in a direction. One of the goals our family has right now, it's been again put on hold with COVID, but we want to get our kids to the mission field. We want to take them to a third world country, and I want them to see that you guys have it pretty good. The things that the life that you get to live, the home you get to live in, the clothes you get to have, the food that you take for granted. That's one of our goals, is to put that in front of their eyes so that they can see it for themselves, how blessed they are to be Americans and how blessed they are by God to be where they're at. That's a problem our nation has right now, is so many people are ungrateful for what they have, and they're demanding that they get more. And we have more than any other nation on earth as it is. And we're demanding that we give more. We need to have guidelines to follow. We need to make sure that God's Word, that when I give instruction, I'm going to make a distinction. And this is important, Mom and Dad. There are some things that I just want because I want them. All right? I want the house, I want the trash taken out, I want the house to be clean. But just saying, listen, cleanliness is next to godliness. There are some things I just want. All right, cleanliness is next to godliness. By the way, is not in the Bible. I believe God is clean. I believe He wants things to be clean and neat and decently and in order. Don't get me wrong, but that phrase is not in the Word of God. But when I have opportunity to help them understand, listen, this is just the way I want it. I need to make a distinction between my wants and desires for our home, and what the Word of God has to say. Because there's some things we do in our home because the Word of God gives us some instruction. And it lies out some principles. There's some things, just because I'm convinced as to what we should do. There are things like that. For instance, the way we dress in our home. There are convictions we have from the Word of God. We believe that women should look like women, men should look like men, and that's what God created. He created male and female, created He them. Well, that's a principle of the Word of God that governs kind of how we dress and how we operate around here, that we're not trying to raise some unisex generation to the glory of God. No, we're raising men and young men and young ladies for the glory of God. All right, based upon the Word of God as a principle to that. But that Alex has to take out the trash every now and then, That's not in the Word of God. That's just that we're trying to teach him to live in a clean, decent manner. And you know, little boys will live in, I mean, just filth. I mean, they will. I mean, they're just content. The odors don't seem to bother them, and clothes all over the floor don't seem to bother them. And while I can't go to Scripture and say, hey, listen, this is black and white, that little boys should clean their rooms, it is something we're teaching them. Okay, and so we have things that are principled still from the Word of God, but they're not necessarily from the Word of God. So we need to have guidelines for them to follow. And then parents, listen, if we're going to have obedient children, it's going to take grit. It's going to take determination. And one person said this, parenting is not for sissies. It's not for sissies. It's going to mean you're going to have to make hard decisions, and you're going to have to make some things at times that the kids aren't going to like and that they aren't going to be thrilled about. But we're going to not allow our emotions and our feelings to govern us. We're going to allow the principles that we've established from the Word of God to govern what we do. And it's just going to take grit, and parents need to reach down and get some intestinal fortitude from time to time and look Junior square in the eye and say, no, we're not doing that in this household. No, you're not going with those friends. No, you're not going to just run and live life any old way you want to. We're going to have some guidelines. We're going to have some principles. We're going to have some goals in life. Our goal is this. We're going to glorify God. And so that means we're going to have to grit when we get to areas that wouldn't or would glorify God. Sean needs somebody to pay him attention right now, all right? Amen. So look there in Ephesians in chapter number 6. Ephesians in chapter number 6. The recording is just fine. It's just fine. It's still recording? You can see it? Great. Wonderful. All right. We've discussed this, and we're just going to go a little bit longer. I don't know. What time is it? Quarter till. We got 15 minutes easy. So we're good. All right. Ephesians chapter 6, just as verses 1 through 3. And again, we're looking at the primary command for children. And so we look at that there. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Children, understand with me this evening that there is a promise involved. There's a promise involved. If you say, I don't want to honor my father and mother. I don't want to obey my mom and dad. Well, guess what? You are robbing yourself of the promise of God. Every kid needs to understand that. You're robbing yourself of the promise of God. Say, I want God to bless my life. I want God to be active and at work in my life. Then you need to learn how to obey and how to honor your mother and father. If this was something you say, what do you mean I have to learn to do that? Isn't that just something I should do? If it was something that we just did instinctively, it would be like breathing. Nobody had to sit down and say, okay, Joshua, I know you're just a baby, but let's practice breathing. No, they slapped my rear end, and I gave out a yell, and I've been breathing ever since. That's how it happened, and at least that's what I was told anyway. It's happened at all our kids, but understand with me, there was no instructional video that I had to sit down and watch, a 12-step program of how you breathe. Listen, breathing is instinctive. It's part of just being a human being. It is part of just a natural process of being alive. It's instinctive. You understand, though, obedience and honor is not. It's commanded. We have a command that is given. Children, obey your parents. That means that there's an option involved. There is an option involved. While I believe parents bear a lot of weight into that option, I want it to be very clearly known. It is a choice children must make. It is a choice children must make. And this is why it's important that they make that decision, because again, they're robbing themselves of the blessing of God if they do not make this choice. God intends to bless your child's life. God wants to have a great work in every child's life, but there are some children that hold back the hand of God from being a blessing in their life. And when I say it's a choice we must make, it's a choice that they are going to make, not based on, well, mom and dad are just awesome. I've been worked with youth. I've been around kids for a long time, and it's amazing. You have some kids that have parents that have not even a clue in their head how to honor God, how to glorify God, but they honor their mother and father, and they're obedient to their mother and father. They've made a choice to do that because they desired the blessing of God. It's a choice that needs to be made. And I want us to notice this. It's just like the lady's choice. It is, obey your parents in the Lord. In the Lord, for this is right. Parents, that's why it's important that we help our kids understand the most important thing they can do with their life is to glorify God. The most important thing we can teach them is that they, with their life, are going to live for the Lord. That's what our desire is, that they would walk in the ways of the Lord, that they would walk in obedience to the Lord. That's our plan, that's our focus, that's our primary desire. Why? Because we understand that's going to benefit them, but it's also going to benefit our home, because we'll have obedient children that honor father and mother. And kids, you're going to have to make the choice. I'm from the youngest to the oldest that's hearing my voice right now. You're going to have to make a choice whether or not you're going to be obedient and whether or not you're going to honor your father and mother. That's your choice to make. It's also important that we would understand this, that as they are obedient unto in the Lord, they're obedient in the Lord, then, and some people aren't going to like this. I know you'll teach this, and some people get upset. There's this wrong philosophy, and I think it's very much a wrong philosophy, and you can disagree with me all day long, and you can still be wrong, that children just ought to obey no matter what. I tell them what to do, and if they don't obey me, then they're wrong. If you're asking your children to do things that they know are contrary to the Word of God, they know are contrary to God's plan, then mom, dad, no, you're wrong. They're obeying you as they are doing it in the Lord. And so they can't be disobedient to the Lord and obedient to you at the same time and be in the Lord. To be in the Lord means they're going to be walking in the Spirit of God. They're going to be walking in obedience to the Spirit of God and to His Word. And so, therefore, listen, sometimes parents cross a line. And I just tell any of our children, if you're ever asked by an authority, even a parent, to do something that is immoral, to do something that is contrary to the Word of God, you need to understand, you need to honor God with your life. You need to honor God. Never allow someone to talk you into doing something that would be immoral to the Word of God, that would be wrong to your spirit. You say, this is contrary to what I know God would do. Never allow a parent, and I'm not trying to be explicit here, parents, please, if you understand what I'm saying, have some more conversations with your children about things that are happening in our world right now that are despicable to children, and then understand this, it is not out of, sadly, is not out of the norm to find out that is brought upon some children by their very parents. We need to be wise here. We need to understand. And kids, that doesn't mean, say, well, I in my spirit just don't feel like I should have to take out the trash. That is not what I'm talking about. We're talking about things that if you say, your parents say, you need to lie. You just need to go ahead and lie. Well, we understand God wouldn't want your kids to lie. Mom, dad, have some integrity. Teach them integrity. Don't teach your kids to lie. Teach your kids to have some integrity and to tell the truth. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you've done that, you need to apologize to your children and get it right. We teach our children to be obedient to the law of the Lord. And so if it's not immoral or against the Word of God, and they know it, then listen, children, take out the trash when you're told to do it. Clean up your room. Pick your shoes up off the floor. Clean the bathroom. Walk the dog. Yeah, these are not things that are, and you say, well, I'm going to take this time to read my Bible, and my mom told me. Stop trying to act like you're some spiritual giant. You can read your Bible after you've been obedient, and be obedient to mom and dad and God. Instead of making mom and dad mad because you're so holier than thou, I promise you, kids are not as spiritual as they want us to think. Understand, kids, don't try to use what pastor's saying right here, and my kids especially, don't try to use what I'm saying right here to act like I can get out of chores because I feel led of the Spirit of God. No. Be obedient. But at the same time, realize that the ultimate goal is that I please God. I'm living to please the Lord. And if I please God with my life, I'm just telling you, mom and dad are going to be pleased. Mom and dad are going to be pleased. Children, obey. The word obey, it means to hear under, as a subordinate, to listen attentively, to heed, to command, or authority. You're to obey those who are in command and authority over you. That would be primarily, first and foremost, in most cases, mom and dad. There might be a foster parent involved. There might be someone else involved in that way. But they're in that place of authority to help you and command you and to give you an instruction. And you say, well, I just think differently than they do. Or I see things differently than they do. And I don't know why I need to clean my room. That's fine. You're still commanded to obey. You're still commanded to obey. And so the idea of giving, of hearing under, of being subordinate, of listening attentively, we'd understand this. Obedience, all right? Obedience is when I hear what I've been instructed to do. Make sure Bradley's awake, amen? Putting him to sleep. When I hear what the instruction I've been given and I do it, that's obedience. Not just that I heard it and went in one ear and went out the other ear and I'll get around to it when I please. That is not obedience. I was always told delayed obedience is disobedience. And I think it's very, very true because an obedient child is going to hear an instruction and they're going to go and they're going to do it. And parents, I need to be careful that they don't do it out of fear. They don't do it because I got angry, I screamed and yelled, and I threw a fit. And many times we've trained our children to act that way, to be that way. If you have children that are not responding when you speak, you need to make sure you have their attention. A great way to do that is with a spanking. It is. That there's discipline, that there's boundaries. Listen, you aren't being obedient, you are not listening. There's going to come a point in time, this obedience that you're training them in, this learning how to listen when you're told, this responding when you've been spoken to, is going to pay off greatly in their life later on. You need to be involved in training it to them now. They need to learn to listen and obey those authorities that are over them. And then we're to honor mom and dad. You're to prize, you're to value, you're to esteem, and you're to respect. That means that I don't take out the trash with moaning and groaning and complaining. That means I realize that I'm a productive part of this home, and we want to make sure this home accomplishes that which mom and dad want it to accomplish, and therefore I'm going to productively do my chore. And I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to realize as an older sibling, there are younger siblings that are watching the way I respond and the way I react. And so they're going to pick up on my snotty attitude if I had it. And I'm going to pass that on. No. If you're an older sibling, you should be the one leading the charge and saying, listen, we don't talk to mom and dad like that. We don't respond to mom and dad like that. You can greatly help in this area and help them to understand we're going to honor mother and father. Why? Because we want the blessing of the Lord upon our lives. We want the blessing of God on our lives. It's that we if we're going to do that, we have to live lives that are in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your father and mother. Someone who's in a place of honor. I mean, I just, in my mind, I just think of a king, and the king kind of sits on the throne, and, he just kind of dictates to everybody what he wants done. And I know that can be taken to an extreme, but listen to me, kids. Your parents aren't out of line to tell you what to do. I'm directly talking. You say, this is kind of boring for me. I'm talking to the kids. Mom and dad are not out of line to tell you what to do. In fact, they would be out of line if they didn't love you enough to tell you what to do. They're there to give you instruction. They're there not to make sure that you're comfortable and have 3 square meals a day. They're there to help to train you and to get you in a place to where you would be glorifying unto God. That doesn't happen watching TV 24 hours a day. It doesn't. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort. And so a child is going to have to make a choice if they're going to obey and honor their mother and their father. They're going to have to learn how to do that. I'd say this as well, and I'll be closed. Dad, you need to make sure. It just seems, I know it's just this way in my house. It's something I have to work on, and just being transparent with you. That it seems like kids tend to obey me more than mom, and I think that's pretty true in a lot of cases. I don't think it's just mine, but I know this. That's something I have to work on. That, listen, if mom said it, we're doing it. We're not discussing it. We're not going to come ask dad about it. We're not going to, you know, beat around the bush. We're going to get it done. And that dad, if they're going to honor their father and their mother, that's going to have to come from you. You're going to have to teach them how to do that. You have to give them instruction. Well, we're going to go ahead and pick up again next week. We're going to be looking at the training process of children and how to train our children in the direction that they should go. We're going to look at that explicitly. Amen. But let's be closing in a word of prayer. And I hate that we're not there with you, that we're separated. But if there's anything we can do for you, know we're a call away. We're right. We're available and want to be available for you and make ourselves available to you. And just let us know how we might be able to minister in this time and what way we can. Amen. So let's pray, and then we're going to turn off the recording and trust that you all had a great, great service this evening. Dear God, Lord, we thank you so much for your love, for your word. I pray that you'd help our kids. Lord, we're talking to our kids. We're discussing this with our parents. Lord, I pray that we would be, raising children and having homes that would glorify you in what we do. And God, we thank you so much for your word and for its instruction to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.